welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. We certainly would love to hear from you, so send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And please, our Catholic family, continue to pray for Pope Francis. And so today, we are thrilled to be welcoming back Dr. Daniel and Bethany Miola. They are founders of a beautiful ministry of Life-Giving Wounds, an international Catholic apostolate that's serving adult children of divorce or separation. And they've authored a great book called Life-Giving Wounds, a Catholic guide to healing for adult children of divorce or separation. And they're going to explain to us how their book works to give adult children an honest voice about the pain of having lost the love of their parents together and how they can receive deep spiritual healing through the truths of our faith, the sacraments, and a Christ-centered community. Go out to their beautiful website. It's lifegivingwounds.org.
Yeah. Well, we had them on, like you said, several years back.
Yeah.
And it was just such a profound time of listening to them. We haven't experienced divorce, you know, with our parents. And just as they were sharing that time, and it's done nothing but develop more fully, saying, wow, this is so necessary for these people of divorce and separation to have a voice, to share their story. Because it seems through the divorce, the focus is more on the parents and their decision making. When did the children get to speak? When did they come out of silence? When did they say, I'm hurting? Where can they say that? And so since that time, they've written this beautiful book, as you said, Life-Giving Wounds, A Catholic Guide to Healing for Adult Children of Divorce and Separation. This is part of the renewal of the church, an awakening that needs to take place, and the secret being told of what they've gone through, that their wounds could be healed, and that they could reconcile as much as they can with their parents or with this whole situation, what took place. So it's not about parent bashing because of a divorce, but it's about the healing grace and mercy of the Lord and the life that He desires for you, and not being afraid to secure that life. So go to lifegivingwounds.org. We'll be right back. There's plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, today our guests are Dr. Daniel and Bethany Miola, and they are the authors of a great book called Life-Giving Wounds. You could go visit out at their website, lifegivingwounds.org. Well, we're excited to have you both back. Since you were on our show the last time, you've authored this beautiful book, and so we wanted to highlight it and talk about it and its far-reaching effect, which is just beautiful. So we want you first to tell our family a little bit about yourselves and your journey, and then we're going to get into the meat of this book and your beautiful ministry.
All right. Great. Yeah, great to be here. A little bit about us. We've been married for almost 14 years now. We have three young girls, and we started Life-Giving Wounds as a way to give voice to the pain of adult children of divorce and to help them find healing. That's very much a story that's impacted us in different ways. That's Dan's background as an adult child of divorce. So when we were discerning after grad school, you know, what were we going to do, we really felt this call in our heart to move into this ministry that we saw was such a need in our church and in our world.
Yeah, and a lot of this book, it's my own personal journey of healing, but it's also from research I did as a doctoral student at the John Paul II Institute for Marriage and Family. And also now we've accompanied over 2,000 adult children of divorce separation through our ministry. So it's the kind of collective wisdom that has just bubbled up from helping so many people from diverse backgrounds heal and ultimately really thrive in their vocation as well.
Yeah. Can you just, you said it. why you started this. Say it again slowly, because I really believe that people out there who are children of divorce and separation will get exactly what you said. Maybe they don't need to hear it again. I do. Why? You talked about giving voice to silence that.
Right, right. To give voice to the pain of being an adult child of divorce.
So voice to the pain.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Anyone whose parents have split up, no matter when that happened, why that happened, we wanted to amplify their voices because we felt like they often were not heard. Their pain was not heard. And then our other goal is to help them find healing through Amen. Jesus, through the sacraments, through all the good psychological supports that are available to us today, through every means possible, to come to a place of greater faith, hope, love, and joy, no matter the wounds that they may be carrying throughout their life because of their family brokenness.
Yeah. Well, and like any trauma in our lives, right, there's a rupture in our soul. Especially in your studies and what you learned is that the children aren't given permission to voice their pain. This is what's best for mommy and daddy. So you're kind of like, is it best for mommy and daddy? Then that's what's best. It's not what's best for me. Nobody's asking me, right? And so there is no voice. There is no channel of a way to get that. And sometimes parents wait till their children are grown, they're 18 years old, and then they divorce, thinking, okay, they'll be okay, and they'll come out of this unscathed. And you know that not to be true.
What is the scope of the problem?
The scope is huge. If you take into account not just adult children, not just children of divorce, but children whose parents never got married, but let's say cohabitation dissolution, or parents who got a declaration of nullity, or parents who were together briefly and abandoned, we're talking over 50% of the children born today. So it's over half of the children in today's society is growing up in a broken home where they won't see their parents in love intact together for the first 18 years of their life. They're not even tracking yet what you just described, the phenomenon of gray divorce, when parents call it quits after their kids are out of the home 18 plus, which sadly is the fastest growing segment of divorce in American society. So I mean, we're talking over, you know, millions upon millions. We're talking probably, you know, this is an underestimate, but at least 75, 80, 90 million people of our society.
So you say that, and I guess we've heard statistics like that, but, and we say that's really bad, that must be hurtful, harmful. But you unpack it, you know, as best you can, and what's taking place. And a lot of us don't know what that's about. We just say, that's a bad thing. It sounds bad. But the impact of that, and so many people involved with that, you yourself have gone through that. You as well with kind of separations with your parents a couple of times, but then they got back together.
Right, thanks be to God.
But still, that's a nice outcome, but still those times of separation where I would think, when's that, are you really going to do this? Are you really going to come out? When is it going to happen? Tell us a little bit about your situation, the impact on you.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things you're hitting on is we in society as a church, we've just, the depth of the problem is so much greater than what people realize, the depth of the wounds.
Right.
And that's part of the reason we wrote our book, to kind of be a comprehensive guide to listing the wounds, but also remedies. Again, when I was going through it, when my parents' separation and divorce, I was met with a lot of silence. You just don't talk about it, Italian family, you just kind of get on. And yet, it was traumatizing, and I was hurt and painful and suffering and alone. And, you know, when parents don't address it or families don't address it, society, church, you just stuff it down and you dissociate. You dissociate. And that can happen even if you did have parents who welcomed the conversation. And so it wasn't until young adulthood that I really started to address it, when I got moving out of the home and kind of could thaw out from the trauma and just began discussing it with my friends, a priest that I trusted who came from a broken home, who vulnerably shared about his background. Yeah. So a big part of my experience was this silence and this grief that wasn't allowed to be named as a grief. Mm-hmm. And because we have the ubiquitousness of this problem, it's become normalized, as you said. It's not that big of a deal. But the wounds, it harms children. It harmed me. It hurt me deeply in profound ways that I couldn't even understand as a kid, and still as an adult, I'm still uncovering the depth of those wounds. Even though I've been on this healing journey for 15, 20 plus years, it's deep, it's devastating, it's long lasting. Parental divorce is not just, you know, one wound, an event in the past. It's like throwing a big rock into the waters, and it sends out waves of effects into the children's lives. That's been my experience, and many others who've taken the time to really process and go into their stories.
Yeah. So you described that in your life journey. What were now that you're 15 years in the healing, right? But it's forever until we die, right? Because that's the beauty of a wound, that it takes time to heal, and sometimes it's a lifetime to heal, to be restored, to be renewed, to be refreshed, to be blessed, to love again, to hope again, to have faith again, right? And so what are some of the symptoms in those areas of your soul, how it affected you in faith, how it affected you in hope, and how it affected you in love?
Yeah, not just you, but how many people have you accompanied?
Over 2,000 now. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. So I would imagine there's unique dimensions to them as well in terms of what this does to me, human relationships. How often do we say, you know, your relationship with your father is your relationship with the Heavenly Father? So what's happening there? Your thoughts?
Yeah, there's a lot. You want me to start?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what we've seen is one, this inability to grieve, and because of that, often affects their faith life. They often fall away from the faith. Yeah. They're more likely to check none on the box of religion, be spiritual but not religious, not conforming. They get a lot of anger at God. I had a lot of anger. A lot of anger at their parents, of course, as well. So they're trapped in anger, and then that gets misdirected in all sorts of ways, whether that's in lust or addictions or poor relationship choices. And then relationships. Well, what we've seen both, you know, in my own life and our own struggles as we were dating and getting engaged is this lack of a blueprint. It's a damaged vision of marriage and family. It's a damaged vision of marriage and family.
Right.
And you've developed tendencies to survive growing up that when you get into a good relationships, maybe they're necessary to survive the chaos. But when they get in good relationships, it really causes problems. And it's what we kind of call like unhealthy self-protection. Because when you're wounded, even though you desire love, you kind of come to love guarded with these walls up. And we know from the faith that the key to love is to be vulnerable. You've got to let those walls down.
Wow.
Right? And that's the big thing that we see. Yeah. Is,
and you've conditioned yourself not to be vulnerable.
Right.
In protection.
Right, right.
Your comments on this, and is there any difference between men and women and how they work through this?
Yeah, well, I mean, we know that marriage rates have dropped in the Catholic Church, and overall, interestingly, the divorce rate is down, but so is the marriage rate. More people are cohabitating, and those cohabitating couples are even more fragile, and a lot of them have children, and those children go through a lot of the same things. So when we look at, you know, what's going on with marriage, we tend to look at it from, like, what's going on with the people, what kind of wounds are in their hearts that is making it much more difficult for them to even be open to marriage, to even thinking that that's a possibility.
Yeah.
What kind of fear, what kind of anxiety is there because of what they've seen in their childhood growing up. As far as the effects on men and women, I mean, both are deeply wounded. You know, it may be harder for men to kind of recognize that, to share about it. Although I will say on our retreats, we often have, you know, men come and find it a place that they can really start to get in touch with their own woundedness. And that's really amazing to see. And for both men and women, just being able to address those wounds, find healing from Jesus, to be able to live whatever vocation the Lord has for them. You know, whether that's marriage, having the courage to say yes to marriage, to be a present mom, a present dad, or to discern religious life. A lot of what we're trying to do is to help address these core wounds so people can say yes to whatever call the Lord has on their hearts for them.
You know, when Joy and I did premarital counseling, You know, I would say to the couples that came, look, you know, the fact that you're coming intentionally because you want your marriage, if you do get married, to be the best that it could be, you're really coming before the Lord. We're going to do the best we can in sharing with you, but I just want you to know, and I want to set you at ease, just because you've showed up, if we didn't say much of anything, you're going to receive healing, you know, healing to some degree. And it seems like that's what's going on with these people coming. I mean, there's a lot to reveal and to share and so on, but the fact that they could bring this to the light, you know, of the Lord. And they're coming to you. You guys are facilitating the groups. Others facilitating them as well, which is you. You facilitating?
Oh, no, we have teams.
Oh, you have teams, okay. Yeah. But I mean, that they're coming willfully and intentionally to do this is just a profound thing in and of itself. You know, as well as what you're sharing with them, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, it takes tremendous courage. I mean, as we all know, to look at the parts of our hearts that are wounded, to invite Jesus into those places. And we hear from people over and over again that they may have had to hear about our retreats or hear about our ministry multiple times over a span of months or even years to feel like they're in a place where they can come and go into those places with the Lord.
Well, we have to conclude at this point. Thank God we have you for tomorrow. You've just scratched the surface regarding symptoms and what's going on. And so we might touch on that tomorrow, but we're going to get to finding healing in Christ, those healing wounds, so that people can embrace the future that God has in store for them. Thank you for the great work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Life-Giving Wounds, A Catholic Guide to Healing for Adult Children of Divorce, EWTNRC.com. Go there. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, here, it's a modern-day miracle on At Home with Jim and Joy. We have Father John Paul with us today, and we are delighted to have you, and I know that this beautiful apostolate is near and dear to your heart with Dr. Dan and Bethany Miola.
Well, I just wanted to acknowledge that this is a very tender topic just to even bring up for viewers, for, you know, people, adult children of divorce themselves, and also people who have experienced the trauma of divorce. Anybody, the Catechism of the Catholic Church speaks about that, of divorce being a trauma. It's almost like a bomb that goes off, but that just doesn't have effects in the moment itself, but it's like a trauma that continues.
Yes.
You know, it creates waves that are felt even now. You know, just even in my own life, 24 years or so after my parents' divorce and separation, I could relate to what Bethany said at the end of the segment, in that some people are just not ready right away to face their own wounds and the effects of their own parents' divorce and separation, that it may take months or years, even decades. I came across Life-Giving Wounds in 2020. So it was, my parents' divorce and separation was in 2000. And I love my parents very much. I mean, I think any adult child of divorce is fiercely loyal to our parents. You know, even though there is, this chasm, a separation and divorce, we always want to be looked at as loved by them. Mm-hmm. So it's hard even to talk about it publicly. Mm-hmm. I mean, even for me, I know I talk about it publicly, but I still walk that line of, this is holy ground.
And it's tender.
It's really tender. Mm-hmm. So it's like, how do I talk about it publicly in a way that I can still honor and love my parents for what they've given to me? And I do, I love them very much. And respect them, and I'm loyal. When I was able to go on the online retreat for the first time in 2020, it was a huge grace for me. Huge grace, because it'd been 20 years of, you know, kind of struggling and not really knowing why I'm struggling. Mm-hmm. Like, internally, deep down, like, I don't know why I'm struggling so much. When I came across their website through a CNA, Catholic News Agency, article, I just felt the Lord saying to me, it's time.
Yes.
You know, I want to go there with you. Mm-hmm. You know, like they were saying, like, go there into those areas, into those places in my heart that are hurting, that are in pain. And so, you know, I went on the online retreat, which they have regular online support groups and retreats throughout the year. It was a huge grace for me in 2020 in the midst of the pandemic. Yeah. Huge grace.
Well, and you know, Father, I think that's the beautiful thing about the healing journey of our lives. God knows the season and the time. It didn't make you null and void that you couldn't become a priest because you had these wounds.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of like, I have to be totally perfect and healed and restored and before I could do this, before God can use me. That's not how it goes, right? Oh. And so, I mean, that's why it's so beautiful for all of us to think, no matter what the rupture was in our soul, whether it's divorce or an abortion or sexual trauma, whatever that was in our lives that wounded us, the journey of holiness and the journey of love and faith and healing with Jesus is lifelong.
You know, it's hard sometimes for adult children of divorce to, like, even look at marriage in a healthy way, in a healthy manner. So they look at it like, that's not possible for me because it wasn't possible for my own parents. Mm-hmm. And they might say too, like in the priesthood, like they might feel like they can't make that type of commitment because they saw commitments in their life, you know, broken and shattered. But I think the reality that what I have, and I've been with Dan and Bethany doing retreats, and they become very good friends, and I think they would say this too, wholeheartedly, that, you know, when you allow the Lord into those areas of your life, and not just the Lord also, but people, like His body, the church. Because, you know, Dan was talking about the importance of vulnerability. Vulnerability begets vulnerability. Mm-hmm. So when you open yourselves up, when you become vulnerable, vulnus is wound. So when we open our wounds up to the Lord and to one another,
wow,
something beautiful happens.
Wow.
You know, I've experienced it in my own life that I never imagined, you know, 20, 24 years ago when I, you know, this all happened in my life. I never imagined that I would actually be in a ministry and involved in a ministry that I'm actually helping other adult children on divorce. Mm-hmm. It's been one of the greatest graces of, you know, my priesthood, I think.
We can see that and we can hear that. Father, please close us in a prayer, keeping in mind especially people like you've just described.
Sure. We pray in a special way for those of you who are at home, who are adult children of divorce, those of you who have experienced the trauma of your parents' divorce and separation, that to know that you are not alone and that the Lord is with you in this wound, this area of your life. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Be sure to join us tomorrow when Dr. Daniel and Bethany Miola will return to talk about life-giving wounds. Remember, you're never alone. You're an important part of this family. And you're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.